You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one, just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/songexploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. Angel Olsen released her third album, My Woman, in September 2016. It's been critically acclaimed, including Pitchfork's Best New Music and NME's Best Albums of the Year. In this episode, Angel Olsen takes apart the song Shut Up, Kiss Me. Coming up, she breaks down how she recorded it live in the studio with her band, and how she tried things with her voice that she'd never done before. Tell me what you think and don't delay. We could still be having some sweet memories. This heart still beats for you, why can't you see it?
Hi, I'm Angel Olsen. This was the first song in a long time that I had spent a lot of time trying to write just like a simple guitar part for. When I first envisioned it, I thought of it as like more 50s and relaxed. For a long time, I would practice it and kind of reflect on it as a much more ballad kind of song. But I wrote the words and then I thought, oh, this could go in a totally different direction and be something really kind of tongue-in-cheek, a little bit more, have a little bit more energy to it. I don't know what it is, I just sang it differently one day.
Shut up, kiss me, hold me tight. Shut up, kiss me, hold me tight.
It's sort of tongue-in-cheek and kind of mean, kind of yelly, but also like, hey, I care about you. Anger is funny when you're not in it, but sometimes you just get in the heat of it and sometimes things come out. And I sort of just tried to riff on like what I would say next to the person that I was mad at. Like, even if you walk around as though you think you're right.
Even if you walk around as though you think you're right.
And I feel like I've said that to friends, you know, and people in my life, and people have said that to me, like, stop being that way. Come on. There's a line in the second verse where I'm like, stop pretending I'm not there when it's clear I'm not going anywhere.
Stop pretending I'm not there when it's clear I'm not going anywhere. If I'm out of sight, then take another look around. I'm still out there, hoping to be found.
Even if I'm out of sight, take another look around. I don't know. Yeah, I'm gone a lot, so... So it seems pretty accurate to my life. I'm not afraid to say that my writing is me, but I will say, like, yeah, not every time I'm in a video am I being myself, but there are elements of myself in it. I thought I want to make something that's live because I'd been working with my band for quite a long time, and I want to make something that captures us getting lost in playing. So we rehearsed 6 to 8 hours a day. It was insane. We rehearsed so much that I injured my arm playing guitar and realized my doctor was telling me that I've been playing guitar the wrong way. So I had to wear a brace and like really take it easy. Instead of like strumming extremely hard, sometimes I'm just like, I just take it easy. But it wasn't loud enough, so we had to record over it. And so there's a little mix of both me and Stuart. We played it live. So I'm in a room with an acoustic electric. There's a big room with a glass window and I can see everyone. Stuart is to the right. And he's playing sort of solo riff guitar. And then Seth is playing on the left. and then Emily is playing bass. And Josh is playing drums. He's sort of the band leader in a lot of ways. Like, if I have trouble describing something that I want and I can't find the right words for it, you know, he has this way of sort of taking over and being like, I think what she means is this, and then we'll talk about it. The drums were staying the same for the most part throughout the whole song, and we were all thinking maybe it'd be nice to mix up the drum parts. So for parts of the end of the song, we added this new beat. He's very good at adding stuff minimally, you know, and still showing his sense of taste. So it was really important for me to go over parts with him first, because he would be creating a backbone for the songs. And, you know, we butt heads a lot. We have different ideas and different aesthetics for certain things, but I like the rhythm of that. Stuart, he uses slide a lot, and he's got really, really great tone, which people underestimate all the time. So that part at the end, so I wrote the line and I shared it with the band, and I was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say shit solo, but I was like, here's my shit solo. And they laughed at me and they were like, yeah, I mean, it's a cool line. You should just go with it. And I was like, it's a little ratty. And then Stuart was like, no, I kind of like it. I think it's kind of like rock and roll, you know? And I was like, okay, well. But we ended up playing together. He would start off playing it with me. And then do a different riff, sort of circling around it. And the piano. In the recording, a lot of people don't hear it, but it adds this like extra percussive texture to it, you know. That was a nod to Bowie.
Turn and face the strange changes. It's gonna have to be a different man.
He had just passed away, and for me, recording is a magical thing that encapsulates a time. For this record, I wanted to sing more and use my voice in different ways. I was like, oh man, I need to figure out how to just let go, just sing out more, like wordless singing. Because words matter so much to me, in my music, I feel like in some ways it's kept me from letting go and singing out more when I know that I can. And so that was sort of my attempt to show that I could, or to show myself that I could. It's definitely like a, okay, I'm defeated, now I'm just yelling. Kind of like theatrical in a way. I think it was a big step for me to make, to just sort of be myself and to be okay with changing and allowing my voice to open up and being okay if it's a little out of tune in some parts, and then to use my voice as an instrument in different ways. I have this attitude when we're in the studio that if I can perform it well on tape or in a recording studio, then what's the point of trying to like overthink it? When I look back at the lyrics, I have to laugh at myself a little bit. It is kind of a funny song. It could be a love song. I mean, the people you love the most will make you the most angry. They just know how to. They're really good at it.
And now, here's Shut Up, Kiss Me by Angel Olsen in its entirety.
To still believe it's worth the fight. I could make it all go away.
Visit songexploder.net for more info on Angel Olsen and to watch the video for Shut Up Kiss Me. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Next time on Song Exploder, DJ Shadow. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. Follow the show at Song Exploder on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge shows made possible by the Knight Foundation, MailChimp, and listeners like you. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. This episode was produced by Christian Kunz and me. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.